We are learning Masechtas Yevamos Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting seven lines from the top of Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Omar Rabba, Kana Omar Rab. Im Yovei Eliyahu, if Eliyahu Navi comes v'yomer and he tells you Chalitzim b'minol, that you should do chalitza with a minol. Minol is the soft leather, and our Mishnah was a voyer that the ikker chalitza is with a sandal, which is hard leather, and Eliyahu says do chalitza with a minol, with a soft leather. Shem Allah, you listen. If he tells you ain't cholzim besandal, that you can't do chalitza with a sandal, ain't shemelo. You don't list him. Shkar nogu on besandal, because already the minig ha'olam is to use a sandal. If he would not use, listen to Eliyahu Hanavi. Now, what's that? You don't still. No, he tells you. What do you mean? Don't use a sandal. What's the vart? Because it's a minig. So the aruch is a meridigah thing over here. The aruch says it brings down pirish vechananul. Omer Rabbi Shaya zois emeres minig mevatlas halacha. A minig is a vatal halacha. A real minig is a vatal halacha. This state in the Aruch, pshat in this Gemara. Others say pshat is because since that's the minig, I can listen to you. Back upon him, that's the halacha, that besandal in Shem, let's go on besandal. Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rav, he says this theoretical memory a little different. He says, Im yovei el yov, yoyim ha'ein chalzim b'minol, Shem loy. He says, don't be chalzim b'minol, you listen to him. In chalitza besandal, in shem loy shkvar nagu on besandal. He says besandal, in shem loy, you don't list him. If he says in chalitza besandal, why shkvar nagu on besandal? Minig was besandal. So they both agree that if Eliyahu comes and says don't use a sandal, you don't list him because minig is mevata halacha. But the first half is different. The first man, the Amar Rabba, says that if Yehovah says chalitza meminol shem loy. And the second man, the Yomar Rav Yosef, says over v'shem Rekan Amar Rav, dem yovi yovi me'in chalitza meminol shem loy. So what's the difference? My benayu, ike benayu minol lechatchilo. The Nafka community, both members, is what's the halacha? Use a minol lechatchilo or not? The first man, the Yomar, says holds that you can't use a minol lechatchilo. Therefore, he says in the theoretical, you know, you say use a minol shem loy. The second man, the Yomar, holds the starting point is that you you could use a minol lechatchila, and he says the Yonov. He says it can't be chaylitz with minol shayim aloy. So nafkamina is because you use a minol lechatchila or not. That's nafkamina to the halacha of him two man the amrim. Mara asks a kasha. What do you mean? How can you hold that minol but lechatchila? It's not like our mishnah. Lemandim afil lechatchila. The man yamos, which is second man yamos mashma. That right now what we're holding, you can use a minol lechatchila. You can use a soft leather shoe lechatchila. What's pshat? Our mishnah is not like that. Vatnan says our mishnah chaylitz of a minol chaylitzas ksheira. It's mashma. Only if you did it, chalitz of a minol. The evidence lechatchila loy. So that man will say no. What then for lechatchila? Really, even lechatchila could use a minol. The idea the boy missed the sefer bam pilya. The sefer wants to say that if you use a slipper bam pilya or a sack chalitzas a psula, it's possible that fill the eved and that's in fill the eved. Taminami ratio the eved. The ratio also says a loss on the eved. And Tosfos points out if you look at the mishnah. The Mishnah says a little later on, the fourth line of the Mishnah says, "Besandal sheyesh le'ekev kosher she'le'ekev pasul." A sandal that has a sole is kosher. If there's no sole, it's pasul. It's mashma also b'di'evet. I mean, sandal that has a sole is chatchila. So it's kalkarchus. It's agav b'di agav the sefer that says b'di'evet is no good. About that, means that Tosfos points out here in the Mishnah Huadin. Tosfos points out that it's you have to say this pshat. Akoponim. So what comes out now is this machlekes here of Amarayim. If chutz lechatchila or not, and the Gemara says really it's a machlekes tanoim. If a minol you can use lechatchila or minol or not. A minol lechatchila tanoi here. Tanoim to the brayso. Om Rav Yosi. Pam achas. Or some of the girls. Some Rav Shimon. Let's do Om Rav Yosi. Om Rav Yosi. Pam achas. Alachti letzivin. I went and went to the place called letzivin. Matzasi zaken echad. I found there elter yid. Amarti loy. I asked him. Klumat tabaki brav yudvem seira. Do you know? Are you acquainted with the godl hador yudvem seira? Omli Hain, yeah, sure. Baal Shukhani, he's always eating at my table. I even have a lot of shaykhs to him. So Rabbi Yasi asked the Zokin, Klum Reisi Shechalitz B'Yavam, you ever saw a chalitza with him? Omli Reisi Shechalitz Harbipam, I saw a bunch of chalitzas with him. So Rabbi Yasi asked the Zokin, what do you use, b'minil or b'sandal? Omli, so he says to me, b'chicholtzim b'minil? What do you mean? He says, he asked me, b'shal, minil or sandal? Why you use a minil? And the gears of the Gemara is the Torah manali v'leminol, but Rashi says you don't gear, not gear. This why? Because the Torah never says losha minol. Never in the Torah you have the word minol. So now look at minol also. But Kapani says, what you do? You use a minol? Amarati loy. Rabbi Yosi says to the Zokin, yeah, im kain ma ra ramei loy mar holds a minol chalitzas k'sheira. Ramei says that in our Mishnah he holds that chalitzas b'minol chalitzas k'sheira. Of course you can use a minol, at least with the Eved. Rabbi Yaakov and Meshmoy, Yaakov says, Rabbi Meir, Chotzel Minel Chathila. And Rabbi Yaakov says, Meshmoy, then Chotzel Minel Chathila. So that's what Rabbi tells Zaki, and what are you talking about? The middle is kosher. We have either a Meir holds the evidence good, or even Chathila it's good. So Akaponim, this is the Brisa, we see Chloris, Mechlegis Tanoim, what Rabbi Meir holds, is Mechlegis Tanoim, if Chotzel Minel Chathila or not. What? Yes. What do you mean? The Mara said, there's no question. Whereas the middle of Gatchila is it? The Mara before had said the Nafgir is middle of Gatchila. It's more had a cash for our Mishnah. That's what you're saying?
Yeah. What's the Mishnah?
Right. Well, our Mara can't argue in a Tana, but now that we know it's Machlech Sanon, you could say it's Tana, yeah. But the Mara better Teretz. Mara, it's not Machlech for our Mishnah at all, Mara says. And the biggest Rai was that we said from the case of Ekev also. So that's not right. So what's pshat? Why taka can't use a middle? What's wrong with a middle? What's wrong? It has to be dafka a sandal. It has to be a hard shoe. What's wrong with a soft shoe? What's taka wrong with a soft shoe? So the Gemara, what's the reason why you can't use a soft shoe? So the Gemara says the reason is ilema mishum to have a pantsom at ma'alva raks ma'al. It says in the pasuk that v'cholza. Naloi ma'al ragloi. You have to take off his shoe from his foot. Cholzo naloi ma'al ragloi. Ma'al ragloi. So we're going to have it now that maybe a shoe is not called ma'al ragloi. Why? Because a soft shoe needs the shoelaces to keep it on. If it's a hard shoe, that could be tight. But if it's a soft shoe, it'll fall apart if you don't have the ropes around it, like a strap around it. So Ilema, maybe the reason why you can't use a middle of Chathil is Mishum to have a pantsa me'al, because the shoe is the ma'al ragloi, va raksa and the string is ma'al de ma'al. Va teira omra me'al ragloi, v'loi ma'al de ma'al. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe the problem is because the ma'isa chalitza is untying the shoelaces and pulling the shoe off, and it says ma'al ragloi, so the first ma'isa is not ma'al ragloi, it's ma'al de ma'al. That's maybe the problem. So that's why I can't use minol chathila. So the Gemara said, if that was the problem with the minol, it should be a problem with the eved. Yochefil, the eved namiloi. Then you shouldn't be able to use the eved. And so elamai what? So Rashi says, elamai, that's not called a problem me'al de ma'al. Ma'al de ma'al, that's not called ma'al de ma'al, because the ma'is, at the end of the day, she's taking the shoe off the foot. Maybe it's in two steps, so what? Ma'al de ma'al is a whole nother thing. Ma'al de ma'al means, if you only take off one, let's say you have two shoes, you only take off one shoe, that's ma'al de ma'al. Because you're taking off a shoe, off a shoe. But if you take off both things, that's good. So that's not the problem. So what's the problem with the middle? We had a having a problem with the middle is because it has two things. Therefore, it's called mild to mild. But that's not, then if the average be a problem, Elamai, that's not a problem. So Gemara says, you know what the problem is? Xerio, which is a middle, Marufit. The reason why you can't use a soft shoe is because you may have a shoe that's a little bit ripped. And it's not. And since it's ripped, the Ritva says, Lashon, Vu Pasul Chalitza Shein Teres Nalalov. It doesn't have a din shoe. But since it's soft, you can wear it. If it's a hard shoe, once it's ruined, you can't wear it anymore. It's not wearable. A soft shoe, you could finagle it and wear it. So it's exactly, you might use a minimum rufit. In Amshim, Chati Mil might use a half a shoe. Also, because it's a soft shoe, you wear it. Therefore, they said that you should not wear a minimum lechatchila. Only by chalitza. But the Eved, it's good. So how do we pass it in Shulchan Aruch? So in Shulchan Aruch, it says, Sifta Zayin, Kufsan Zayin, Tzorach lechatchila shia, or Kosha Ksas, shia, Doi Meksas al sandal. And that's why you paskin. The reason we don't say claw like this is because they didn't know, the Rishonim don't know exactly what a sandal is. They're not sure exactly what a sandal is. And therefore, what they use these days, they use a minnow, but they make sure it's a little bit of hard leather, not so soft leather. And they chop right into a minnow and a sandal together. And their shoe these days is really a minnow, not a sandal, because they're not sure what a sandal, what a clog is, a hard piece of leather. They're not sure what it is. So they use a minnow that's a little bit tougher leather. Zotim Maravaita, Omar Rav, Ilav de Chamise le Chavivi. Chamise means he saw. We have in Kol Chamire, the Chamite v'loy de Chamite. Some people don't know it, what they're talking about, but here it means, the Chamise. So it's a Gemara language. Omar Rav, Ilav de Chamise le Chavivi. If not that I saw my uncle Rav Chia, the Chalts was sandal, this is Shan Sinsen. If I not have seen my uncle using a sandal with straps, with shoelaces, I know loy have a chalitzna. Elav a sandal tied in the clay. Ours just used a sandal that's very tight, and that's it. We had any strings. But now that I saw him using the strings, so I see that's the right way to go. V'haydi don, an hour chalitza shoe, afgav ispe chumrita, even though it has straps, katrina be misto, you also use a string. Why? We want it to be a chalitza ma'al yisa. If it just has straps or it just has nothing, a slip-on, it looks like the shoe is coming off by itself. We want to make that the isha schleps it off, pulls it off. So that's only possible if it's tight on the foot. And therefore, what they do is they tie the shoe on. And what she does, she unties the shoelaces and then pulls the shoe off. And therefore, it looks more of a chalitza. Zogtu Gemara Vayta. The siman of the next Gemara is Hataras Yevam Vasandal. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Hataras Yevam Lashuk V'shmitas Roi Ve'ekev. When the Isha pulls the shoe off the man, off the Yavam, she has to pull off roiv the akev. Roiv of the sole has to be, of the foot has to be uncovered, and you pull the shoe off, even though the rest of it's hanging on the bottom of his foot. But as long as roiv of the foot is out, that's called a chalitza, and she becomes mutar l'shuk. Meisvei nasi akasha says in a braisa like this, that the isha has to do both the untying of the ritzuyes and the pulling the shoe off. So hutru ritzuyes min ol sandal, if it got untied without her, and then she slept the shoe off, or oy sheshamat reiva regel, or he's the one who slept off reiva the regel, not her. Chalitza so psula. It's not like a good chalitza. We need her to do both. Now it's mashma. But if she takes off reiva regel, it's good. And we are assuming reiva regel is not reiva ekev. Time of the shama too. Hasham ti chalitza so ksheira. And it's mashma reiva regel in reiva ekev loi. Reiva regel is enough. Is sufficient. Reiv of the foot is sufficient, even if it's not reiv of the bottom of the foot. Because let's say it's a big shoe, it's a high top, so then you start counting the regal from above the ankle. And if you got reiv of it off, it sounds like it's enough. So Gemara says, we're making a mistake. That hainu reiv a regal han reiv a ekev. Reiv a regal means reiv a ekev. And my karlu reiv a regal. Why do we call it reiv a regal? The kulu, why do we call the soul reiv a regal? The kulu chayla de kara ala de dachis. Because the whole foot relies and is soymich and leans on the bottom of the foot. That's why it's called the regal, the bottom of the foot. And this bride says, "Meseyel Rav Yanai." Rav Yanai, bein shehita hu, say, if he untied the shoelaces, shamti, and she pulled it off, or bein shehatira hi, she untied the shoelaces, shamatu, and he slept the shoe off, it's chalit sasa psula, ach tater hi v'tashmeti. She has to do both, the untying and the pulling the shoe off. By Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yanai clears a shaila. Could you do chalitza by taking the lighter out of your pocket and burning the shoe off this foot? Or if you rip the shoe off the foot, you don't sub it, you just give it a few rips and it pops off. That's a shaila. Why Rabbi Yanai? Karasai, if you rip the shoe off, mahu. Sarfas, if you burn it, mahu. What's the shaila? Gilu karab, you know, and you have to uncover the foot, va'ika, you uncover the foot. I don't have chalitza, but you have to slap it off. It's not slapping it off, it's burning it off, or ripping it off. Veleka, you don't have that take. We're not sure if the vart is, the bottom line is chalitza, or the bottom line is gilukar, uncovering the foot. If he is wearing two shoes, one on top of another, now what's the halacha? So someone says, hey chedami, what are you doing? What is the isha doing? If you only took off a top shoe, and the second shoe is still there, the bottom shoe is still on the foot, that's so not good, because it's ma'al ragloi, ma'al amarachmana, loy ma'al de ma'al. Not ma'al de ma'al, that doesn't work. So when I say loy tricha, the karate loy, what you do is you ripped open the top shoe, and then you slept the bottom shoe out. So the foot is still covered by the top shoe, but you did rip the shoe off a ragloi. So v'shafas l'tasoy, v'koy yiloy, and the top shoe is still there. My chalitza b'ino v'iko, you need a chalitza off the foot, and that you get there. Or you have to uncover the foot that you didn't do because you still have the top shoe. So Gemara is not sure about this. What's the halacha in such a case? Pray to Gemara Akash on top of Kofbez on Mabez. Does a person wear, just think, a person wearing two shoes? So Gemara says, yeah, in the Chazir of Rav Yehuda, the Nafak b'chamisha zuzim muki l'shuka. We want the sort of Yehuda going out with five pairs of slippers to the shuk. So you see, you could wear five pairs of shoes together. So now, what's the Gemara's kasha? Mi ika kai gavna. Like Gemara's saying, you ask a shal two shoes, what, is this a thing normal? You know, there's a Gemara Menachos that says, a shal, if someone has two heads, how many pairs of tefillin he wears? it's so not normal, you can't have shayla. So Tosfos asks his kasha. Top Tosfos asks that, what do you mean, the Gemara has different shaylas, funny shaylas? So Tosfos answers, the Gemara says like this, if it's not normal to wear two shoes, it's not wearing shoes. And therefore, it's just getting chalitza. So that the Gemara says, no, Rav Yehuda went out with five shoes, so that made it wearing shoes, and therefore, Yaitza, the mitzvah of Chalitza.